So we're going to hear from the CEO of Fiat Chrysler. Sergio Marchionne is going to make an announcement today, and it's going to take him 8 hours to do it. He's giving his five-year plan for Chrysler, the struggling automaker. 8 hours, and we don't actually know what he's going to be saying. We're joined right now by Wes Lutz. He's the owner of Extreme Dodge in Jackson, Michigan. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning.
Do you have any idea what Sergio Marchionne is going to be talking about for 8 hours today?
None at all, but I'm going to be watching.
Okay. We're also joined by Paul Eisenstein. He's the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, an online magazine that covers the American auto industry. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Phyllis. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you, too. So any idea what Marchionne's going to say for 8 hours?
Yeah, actually, we have a pretty good idea of a whole bunch of things. To sum it up in a nutshell, we'll be hearing a lot about product, the addition of a new brand, Alfa Romeo, coming back as part of the new Chrysler Group. Some products going away, some products being added, like an American version of the little tiny Fiat Cinquecento, you can say 500, it's easier. We'll be hearing about plans to possibly put Chrysler in the black by next year, and plans to get their quality up, because right now, as Consumer Reports and J.D. Power and just about everybody else tells us, their quality stinks.
Yeah, it's kind of in the toilet. Wes, you heard what Paul just said. You've been in the business, auto business, for 33 years. It must be a pretty good idea. I mean, you must be pretty happy about plans to get into the black, plans to up quality, right?
We're very anxiously awaiting the word. We haven't heard anything from Chrysler or from Fiat since they took over. So this is a big day for us.
You haven't heard anything since Fiat took over the company?
Well, I mean, they talk to us about ongoing business, but they've been very secretive about what they're going to do in the future. Mm-hmm. I've talked to a lot of people at the headquarters. They said that they have been totally focused on product plan, and everybody in the organization, that's all they've been working on.
And how have your sales been, Wes?
Well, they've been good, but I noticed that Chrysler was down last month, and we were down last month, but I don't have product. We can't catch up with our inventories. I have about 30 vehicles in stock. I normally stock about 150 to 180.
Wow. Well, right. You know, originally Fiat's interest, Paul Eisenstein, and Wes, you can weigh in on this as well, was to get the truck line and to be able to have a truck line, which is what they didn't have internationally. Then, of course, an enormous number of things happened. Do we expect them to hold the trucks and ditch most of the sedans, the Viper, the Hemi, the 300?
Well, we'll see a number of those go away, but we're also supposed to be hearing that some of the trucks will go away.
Really?
Particularly sport utility vehicles. Jeep has not done as well as it expected to, expanding its lineup. Put some pretty lousy products out there, in a segment that's been booming as people move from sport utility vehicles over to crossovers. They have not done very well. So we'll see some changes there. It's going to be a complete remix of what their product line is. And just to get back to something that Celeste talked about, I think one of the reasons that Fiat CEO Sergio Marchionne was so quiet was when he started walking around the plants and started going through the company's books and walking through its technical center, he found an absolute nightmare. I know people around town who've worked with him and some people inside that say they had no idea just how bad a situation Chrysler was in, how poorly run the plants were, how much of a mess they had at the factories, how much their capabilities were stripped out, how little engineering operations, for example, were left once the so-called merger of equals was split up with Daimler and Chrysler.
Daimler Chrysler. Paul, you're giving Wes indigestion here. But, you know, I think that probably Chrysler really took a fall also during the entire bailout process. Chrysler obviously took a lot of bailout money. There was a lot of talk about, will Chrysler go under? Will Chrysler even survive? And when you compare that with how Ford came out of that process, Ford got good press because they didn't take any bailout money. And maybe that has made a difference between these two car companies as well. I mean, besides the fact that Chrysler, as you say, was kind of in a mess.
Yeah, no question about it. Chrysler took the worst heat of all, even as bad as GM got punched for how badly they were run. Chrysler just looked like the company that just had nothing going for it. And frankly, from what I understand, when the Italians came in and started looking, they sort of agreed that they'd have to start all over again. It's going to be a real serious process of turning things around. Marchionne is considered one of the superstars of the international auto industry, and if anybody can do it, I think everybody believes that he's the guy who can make this work.
He's the Italian Alan Mulally. So, Wes, at this this point, having heard the reports from Ford, are you kind of wishing you were a Ford dealer?
Well,
How's your Italian, Wes?
Paul, somewhat here. I've seen the new Grand Cherokee that comes out next summer. I've seen the new 300, the new Charger, and they're phenomenal products. I've seen the new Durango and the Styling Dome. I agree, from midsize down, we need a lot of help with product. But our truck line and our sport utilities that are coming this next summer are phenomenal. They're the most beautiful cars I've ever seen Chrysler produce.
I have to weigh in here. I have actually been inside the new 300, which is their large car.
It's a good-looking car, though.
It is. Well, I'm talking the new one, which virtually nobody has seen. Chrysler has long been beaten up for the fact that their interiors are cheap and cheerful. They use a lot of bad plastic. The exterior of the new 300 is as bold as the 300 was when it first came out 5 years ago. And the interior is almost Audi quality. And anybody who knows the auto industry knows that Audi designs the best interiors in the world right now until you get up to the super luxury market. Chrysler is getting up there. So there are some good things coming out of the company, but they've got a lot to fix.
Okay, quickly, Paul, we can't get out of this discussion of the big three without talking about the other three, which is the GM. Are we going to be seeing GM turn profitable?
Well, GM just had some good numbers with their October sales, and they're looking at some real turnaround numbers. There's a good possibility that they will go in the black next year, but there's still a lot of concerns about whether GM has really taken all the steps necessary to truly turn itself around.
Are we going to see any of this bailout money coming back to the government at some point?
The GAO just did a report that said we're not going to see all of the money come back. It's a question of how much. However, if the economy recovers...
Probably we won't. Paul Eisenstein is a publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Wes Lutz is owner of Extreme Dodge, a dealership in Jackson, Michigan.